on down. I could be walking on the moon or on the ground, but when I know I have you in my arms, now I feel the magic of your touch. Now I'm
everyone, my name is Fahima Jalili. I am the host of Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Listeners, you mean a lot to us. Simply, I just want to thank you all.
And we're back again with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're done with that last record, Spotlight 86. I hope you enjoyed. This next one here is even older than the last two. This is titled The Canadian Stage Band Festival, Winnipeg 78. That's right, 1978. And there's a lot going on with this one. So it looks like it's published by the CDC, CBC, says Property of Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for broadcast use only. Well, good thing we're broadcasting this. And yeah, this was recorded at the Winnipeg Convention Center April 27th, 28th, and 29th in 1978 using CBC Vancouver 16th track mobile, remixed and assembled May 1st at 3/78. Studio 2, CBC Radio, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Producer was Dave Bird. Assistant producer, Mark Andrew Cardiff. Technical producer, Gary Ratcliffe. And the recording / remix engineer, Andre LaRiviere. So when I was pulling out the record for this one, a pamphlet fell out. A very good condition pamphlet, mind you. So this has just been sitting for a while. This is Canadian Stage Band Festival 78 National Finals Competition Plus, supported by bottlers of Coca-Cola. So yeah, I mean, already I've mentioned Pepsi, so we got a bit of a Coca-Cola versus Pepsi thing going on here. But wow, the branding on here is very 70s, very blatant. It says, Coke adds life to making music. You know what? Even saying that felt wrong. Even saying that felt kind of gross. I don't agree with that. I don't think Coke had anything to do with this jazz compilation for this music event in Winnipeg in 1978. Actually, hot take, I know. And here it says, the musical event of the year. Now in its sixth year, the Canadian Stage Band Festival continues to offer young musicians across Canada a unique opportunity to develop and demonstrate their musical talents. In Canada, over 400 stage bands and jazz combos have participated in regional festivals since February. There are four classes of competition: junior, under 15 years, intermediate, under 17 years, and senior, under 19 years, and open. The outstanding bands in each class from regional competitions come together for a provincial playoff in order to gain the honor of representing their province in the national final. This year, the following jazz artists have conducted clinics and seminars during festivals nationwide: Woody Herman and his Young Thundering Herd, John Laporta, Mel Lewis, Thad Jones, and Maynard Ferguson and his orchestra. Wow. There's a lot more here. There's a whole national finals competition schedule that goes through everything in 30-minute increments, so I'm not gonna bore you with that. Let's get on to it with the first track off of side one. This one's titled Straight Ahead, from the Hudson McDonald Jr. Contemporary Band. Director, Ted West. Composer, Carl Stroman. Published by Alfred and ASCAP. Soloists in order: Catherine Scott Taggart on alto sax, Christian Stewart Patterson on trumpet, Karen Sire on tenor sax, and then Jane Thompson on trombone. Personal favorite of mine. Hope you enjoy this next one, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Thank you. right. The next track we have here is from the Philemon Wright High School Intermediate Contemporary Band. Director Robert Cleal, composer David Leitch, and soloist in order Michael Grutenbauer on guitar and Patty Ryan as tenor. All right, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We've been listening to the Canadian Stage Band Festival from Winnipeg in 1978. In this next track, we're getting a little more local here. This one is from the Kelowna Secondary Jazz Ensemble, Senior Contemporary Band, with director Brian Todd, composer Carol King, and arranger Bill Stapleton, soloist in order, Brian April on lead alto. Thank you. Okay, so for one last time, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. But before I end off, I want to give one last huge, giant thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight, but also anyone who's ever tuned in, anyone who's ever supported, especially those who donated during Fun Drive. That, seeing those contributions, you know, many of which from people I knew, but also some from people I didn't know as well, it really just blew my mind. You know, I am such a small part of CJSF. I mean, everyone here is a small part that creates something greater. And it just feels really, really good when the work that you put in, you know, doing research for an artist interview or doing research for a band from 1986 that, like, does not exist anymore, and having other people that actually care about that is just so... Well, it will never stop being cool to me. When I told people, I remember last year when I had the idea for Analog Archives, I was talking to some people at the station, and I was like, yeah, it'd be really cool if there was, like, a show that only played stuff off the shelf. And at that point, I was just ready to go, and I was so, so excited to put all of this together for you. I was really fortunate as well to get a really cool logo from my amazing, awesome partner, Aretha Pereira. And the logo, you can see it on the Instagram page, analogarchives__. Make sure to follow if you're not already. And also make sure to text in, again, 778-782-2375. 778-782-2375. And that is the station number, or at least like the in-studio number. Yeah, it will never cease to amaze me. All of you will never cease to amaze me. And for that reason, I don't think I could see myself ever not being involved in radio in some way or another. And it's not that hard to stay involved in radio in one way or another. You know, if you want to get involved with CJSF, it is completely free. You don't need any experience. We will fully train you. And we're just up here on Burnaby Mountain, SFU, CJSF, open to all community members. Go for it. That will make me truly extremely thankful. Anyways, let's get on to this last track of the night. This one is, again, from the Canadian Stage Band Festival, Winnipeg, 1978. And it's from Acadia University Jazz Band, titled Spinning Wheel. Director Stan Fisher, composer David Clayton Thomas, arranger Adrian Doyer, and soloists in order, Mark Cumming, first tenor, Paul DeRocker, first trombone, and Mike Morley, second tenor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you already know, until next week, peace. Thank you.
Jesse, the programming coordinator at CJSF. I also host the Vancouver Mixtape and Speak Up on Thursdays. I love CJSF's listeners because you are the reason I make radio. You give me a reason to get on the air and share my thoughts, and you're always an attentive and understanding audience. Thanks for listening.
Nicole, your host of Beats and Eats on Thursdays at 1 p.m., where I play dope beats and talk about delicious food. My listeners have motivated me to try some amazing restaurants in the Lower Mainland, and I've been getting a bunch of recipes lately that I can't wait to try. Thank you for listening each week and connecting with me on Instagram, too. Keep sending recipes and your fave spots to eat, because I love sharing them on air.
To CJSF and 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Netizens and dear listeners of Bitcouver FM. We have been on the air for 8+ years, and we just want to take this time to say thank you for tuning in every week, helping grow the program, and staying locked right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.